South Korean boy band BTS member Jimin celebrated his birthday on October 13. The K-pop idol, who is currently fulfilling his mandatory military service, shared a special message for the army on Weverse. He thanked his fans who are awaiting his return and promised to pay back all the love once he is out, and BTS Jimin's special message for ARMY Jimin wrote on Weverse, "I didn't tell you to worry. It's not easy haha. But there are so many good people in the military, so we all working hard to get training. I am eating well and working out really hard. So don't worry about me. Thank you for wishing me a happy birthday. I am so blessed that I am in the military but I am still celebrating my birthday," he added. "I don't know when I can pay all this back. I am going to go out and get it all back somehow. I know. Please wait a little bit. I am writing something, but I am hesitating. I think that's why it was written in a clunky way haha. The army, I won't forget this precious day. The most precious army in the world, I love you." The decision by BTS to enlist in the military helped avert a sticky situation for South Korea's government. Military service is compulsory for all able-bodied males under 30 years old. The current system allows for some exceptions on the grounds of exceptional service to the country. Some top athletes and classical musicians have been excused on this basis, but pop artists have not. Busan celebrates BTS Jimin's birthday with fireworks. Jimin's hometown Busan ringed his 29th birthday with fireworks. Born in 1995, Jimin is adored by thousands of fans from across the globe. Jimin is one of the lead vocalists and main dancers of BTS. His performances are often noted for their elegance, precision, and emotion. Jimin was last seen in the travel adventure series Are You Sure? With Jungkook. Jimin enlisted in the military in November last year. He was accompanied by RM, V, and Jungkook. The group has been on a hiatus since June 2022 with the members carrying on individual activities until their reunion, which is expected in 2025. And